Hey there. Welcome back to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that's guaranteed to make your day a little brighter. With me today is the always fabulous international best-selling New York Times best-selling author, Carrie Jones.
And with me today is my PR man and bodyguard, Sean Farrar. Always amazing, always awesome,
and always hot.
We start every podcast with a random thought that might occur in our car, in our bed, or in a restaurant. And then we move on into a dog tip for life and a writing tip of the pod. And it's all to try to help you and us live our lives a little better. Right, Boo Boo Bear?
So hang on. Please don't call me that. In a place where other people can hear. Thank you.
Okay, so we on Twitter, random thought in the car, right?
Are you recording now?
Yeah, man.
Oh.
Random thought in the car.
Sure.
All right. So on Twitter today, there's this thing that's trending about this actor, Jean-Paul, who, I'm sorry, he's a writer. And he, Jean-Paul Brammer is his real name. And his Twitter handle, if you want to check it out, is at JPBRAMMER, right?
Okay.
And he videotaped this event that happened in his apartment hallway, right? And the Twitter summary of it is, when three pets he had never seen before showed up at his apartment door, writer Jean-Paul Brammer went on to try to solve a mystery of Hitchcockian proportions involving empty rooms, doors that mysteriously locked, and more. So it started like this, ready? There's a cat and two dogs knocking on my apartment door, like inside the building. What do I do? OMG. And then, like, he took a video through the, like, through his door hole of, like, the cat and these two dogs right outside his door.
Yeah.
What, like, right waiting to come in. And goes, I tried to go hang out in the entryway, but the cat slipped in without my noticing. I had to check my own video for evidence. And there is indeed a video of the cat sneaking in while he goes to hang out with the two dogs. And so he's like, okay, so the apartment above mine had a wide open door, which is where they came from. I got the dogs inside, but I just heard a glass shattering noise. So yikes, no idea how to herd this cat upstairs. And then, like, he has this video of the cat, right?
Yeah.
And the cat's just, like, totally making itself at home. And he has a swear word. So it's, yeah, this cat is settling the F in. Help! And he's like, okay, there's a crucial development and I'm stressed. And I don't know what the crucial development is. I think basically it's the cat's kind of, oh, the two dogs are back. Okay, so I'm afraid of them getting out of the building. So I'm just going to chill with all the parties involved until the owners or building management shows up. So he has brought, like, he's like hanging out with the two dogs and the cat. And he's like, these are the masterminds I'm up against, by the way. Look at this S word. And he like has this video of these adorable doggies.
Yeah.
And
dogs,
I don't know. They almost look like mutts. Maybe. No, they're medium size. I'd say 30 to 40 pound dogs, maybe. Maybe two. And so then he has this picture of the cat jumping up on his bed and like a close up where she's hitting his iPhone or whatever phone he has, like a nose shot of the cat. And he's like, y'all won.
Y'all won?
Yeah.
That's funny.
And like basically like, he's like, oh wait, the dogs are subdued and I only have to deal with the cat. But then no. The dogs are back and they're on the stairs. And then he tweets in capital letters, no offense, but does anyone else live in this building? Extremely stressful update. One of the dogs who went back into his apartment locked the door behind him somehow. So there's one dog in the hall, one in the apartment, and one cat in my apartment. I'm going to take the German Shepherd in mine, I guess. I finally met a human ally. How long have you been dealing with this situation? She asked. My God. It's gonna be okay, y'all. I've accepted the situation I'm in. I'm just gonna let it happen. Don't worry. And he's petting the dog, the German Shepherd type dog. And then I'm really kind of stressed because I don't know what to do. Want to do anything wrong by these animals. But at least one character in this messy cast is really feeling pretty chill. And it's this picture of the cat sleeping on his bed. Like, just totally stretched out. And then he's like, literally, everyone is asleep. Cat's asleep. Dog's napping. I'm just praying the owners show up soon, leaving a note. And he's like, oh, bless, some actual dog owners who know what they're doing have shown up. I have reinforcements. They have leashes and toys and food. I'm saved. And it's just so funny. And he's like, the dogs and cat are okay now, but I'm flagging down every single person who walks into the building like, oi, mister, you they dad? Laughing my butt off. The other dog owners thought they could simply put the dogs in their apartment and close the door. I just heard, it's like Jurassic Park from the hall. Trust me, I know. So basically, like, this whole thing is him, like,
not being able to handle a couple animals.
Yeah, and no one in the apartment building being okay with it,
that's
right?
So sad.
Yeah, but isn't that funny?
It is funny.
All right, random thought that, man.
He might have just made it funny on purpose.
Well, maybe, because he's a writer, but, right. Like, also the doggies and the cat are finally home with their owners, and they seem lovely, the owners, and everyone's safe, and, yeah.
He's cool.
Like, he's like, thanks for spending a weird day with me.
A happy ending.
Yeah. But I like the fact that it was, like, sort of like Home Alone, you know, like these two dogs and a cat. They're having a little baby adventure in the apartment. The dogs are still hyper and munching about, and the cat's like, oh, I'm cool over here.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, cats don't care.
Yeah.
If it's comfortable, I think they'll stay for a while.
Cats have no loyalty, man. No, they do. That's wrong.
Sometimes they do, and sometimes they don't.
Yeah, that cat did. And that cat was like Sparty. That cat was like, anyone who loves me, I will love you.
Yeah.
Gabby's loyal.
Attention and food.
Yeah.
That's all he needs to move.
Yeah, pretty much.
Gabby's probably more loyal than Sparty for sure.
Yeah. Because cats and dogs are like people. Some of them are picky. Some of them are not picky. Some of them are loyal. Some of them are not loyal. Some of them are liar heads. Some of them are not liar heads.
So you're saying Sparty's a liar head?
No, I'm just saying...
Not loyal?
No, I'm just saying differences, you know? Like, differences in personality. You can be a loyal liar head.
That's true.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
You're not helping.
I'm not helping.
I'm holding this random thought all by myself, people.
Man, she is. I'm going to give her credit for that one.
Like,
she obviously needs it. So she's doing a good job of keeping this random thought together.
You know when I tell you that you're mean to me?
Yeah?
That was an example.
What? Of being mean?
Obviously she needs it. That's mean.
Needs what?
That's a passive-aggressive mean act. Yeah.
I'm going to tell her that she... I'm going to praise her because she obviously needs it.
Like, I'm sorry. Though.
That's not even real praise. Like, it's mean, man.
It's not real praise.
No.
You're doing a good job of holding this thing together, hun. Without you, this would be one boring-ass random thought.
I think it kind of was already a boring
one. No, I don't think so.
All right.
You kept it alive. I think you kept its head above water.
I don't know, man. I feel like I'm drowning.
So what would you have done? Because I'll tell you what. That whole Twitter thing was unnecessary. I would have brought the animals in my place and put a note on their door.
I think the problem was that the doggies were being kind of crazy in the other people's apartments.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, lock them in the bathroom.
Oh, jeez.
What?
I don't know. I would probably have given the dogs a lot of water.
They probably wouldn't be crazy with you because you'd be right down on the floor with them.
Oh, I would have had a good time with those dogs.
Great.
A really good time. We met a dog today.
Yes, we did.
And we stopped at a convenience store type place, and some lady had her dog loose because Maine, in the parking lot because Maine, And the dog came right over and it was like, I'm going to get in your car. And because Maine, and I would have taken that dog.
He didn't get in the car.
But he wanted
she.
To.
She definitely, or they definitely were the greeter.
I like that dog, man.
I don't even know if they were associated with the store, but.
That dog was awesome. And I saw two other dogs when we were still in Canada on the side of the street. They're giant German shepherds and some guy was walking them. And like, I was like, dog!
Yes, you were.
Which is how dogs act when they see squirrels. So I realized that dog is to squirrel as I am to dog.
I think that you probably think of dogs a little differently than dogs think of squirrels, though.
Really?
Yeah, but the excitement's there. It's just the reason for the excitement is really different.
You mean doggies don't want to love the squirrels?
I don't think so.
Shattered.
I could be wrong.
Yay, random thought.
Writing tip of the pod. Pod. In our random thought, we, meaning mostly Carrie, but sometimes me, talk about a Twitter thread written by writer John Paul Bramer at JP Bramer, which details how a cat and two dogs showed up at his apartment door and how they wanted inside. He couldn't figure out what the animals were doing there, nor could he figure out what to do with them. I thought it was hilarious that they were sitting outside of his door knocking.
That was very, very cute.
John!
Woo!
John! His tiny story had everything. Confusion.
A lot of confusion.
I'm not going to comment on that yet. An objective. What was the objective?
To keep the animals safe. And
a mystery.
Safe. Where did the animals belong?
And a conclusion when the owners came back home.
Yay.
There was risk involved. A massive amount of risk to the animals and a smaller amount of risk to Mr. Bramer, who obviously isn't a pro about dogs or cats.
Well.
But he pushed back his confusion and put himself out there to help the animals and to keep them safe. He took a risk by opening his front door to the dogs and the cat. Twitter heralded him for it.
Yay, they said.
Just think what would have happened if those dogs would have rushed in there and been like, gnarly, nasty, ripping them to pieces, and the cat would have intertwined them between his legs like they always do, and in his confusion, it would have fallen to the floor, and the dogs would have just ripped his face off.
Like an animal hit squat?
Yeah.
That's so wrong.
A good story involves risk, and now that I made sure we know he was at risk. Risk to character. Risk to the things she or he loves.
Like their apartment.
That's right. For their very life sometimes.
Yeah.
In life, sometimes those risks work out well, like it did for John Paul. And honestly, sometimes they don't.
Nope.
But if you want to grow, you sometimes have to take those risks. Reach beyond the ordinary and go after your dreams.
Yay.
That's right.
Yeah. Yay. So the writing tip of the pod basically is this. The act of writing, of communicating your thoughts, is a risk in itself, right?
Yeah.
Because it's hard to put yourself out there.
It is.
You're taking time and you don't know if you're going to get any payback for it. But you should also take it one step more and be risky in your story, your dialogue, and in your ideas. As Susan Tupper said in The Review. Yes, Shawnee, that's really a name of a thing. The review. It's double, yeah.
All right.
I think all writers should have one t-shirt that says, take the risk. I've heard people say writing has changed their lives forever. I believe that. It changed mine in ways I couldn't possibly imagine. Because the moment I let risk in, the world became a very easy place to navigate.
Dog tip for life.
Humans tend not to be risk takers, but dogs will go to other people's random apartment doors, apparently, with a cat.
That's right.
Dogs come from wolves, and according to studies, wolves are the ones that are totally into taking risks, while dogs, they're a bit more hesitant. That's because dogs depend on their friends to help them out. Did you know that, man?
Yeah.
They, like, don't have to risk getting food and, like, attacking things.
Right.
Because they're fed and other people and other animals help them out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, any time I've seen Marzi dragging the big old steak bone over to those dogs. Like, here you go, guys.
That visual of a cat, right? That little itty bitty cat dragging a steak to the huge dogs. It's hysterical.
She's not that little, honey.
Oh, well, she has too many carbs in her diet.
Yes, she does.
Anyways, friends help alleviate the need for risks. That's what dogs tell us. Call on your friends when you need support and help, and be a friend when others need you.
Whew, that was deep, man.
Dude, you know it. Dogs are deep.
Smarty is.
Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. For the writing tips that go along with this podcast, check out carriejonesbooks.blog. Right, man?
Heck yeah.
And a shout out to the music provided in this podcast by Broke for Free. Right?
Yeah.
And available via the Creative Commons. If you like us and you care about us and you want to give us a dollar a month, head over to my Patreon. It's carriejonesbooks.blog. No, Carrie Jones Books on Patreon. Patreon, right, man?
Yeah.
That's too many links.
I know.
Too many words.
But can they all be found at one place?
What?
I'm asking you, like, your website?
You can figure everything out from my website, carriejonesbooks.blog.
That's what I thought.
But you can't really give me money on our website unless you buy my art.
No, but they can get to the Patreon thing, right?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. You can totally get there.
Hey, don't you have a little bit of art thing coming up, Shindig?
Yeah, I'm showing my art in the summer.
In Bangor.
Yeah, and I'll be at Bar Harbor Comic Con in May.
You know what either one of those dates are?
May?
May for both?
No.
No? All right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll nail it down next week there. So.
Man, I'm not a detail person.
Come back and listen to this is like a superhero movie. You got to listen to the credits to get the full effect. You never know why you're hidden on the backside. Right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Yes, thanks for listening.
We appreciate you. And please like and subscribe.
That'd be awesome.
And check out my Patreon where you can get a book. Only there.
That's right. It's a good book, too.
It's amazing.
I've been reading right along.
Sean just likes it because the main love interest's name is Shane, and that's very close to Sean.
All the main love interests in your books are me, honey?
Dude, no, they are not.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Love you.